This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Valerie Zuraceti Lopez. Date of birth, August 30th, 2003. Case ID number is 6766070. Date of exam, January the 18th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Harlingen Medical Center dated 8/30/2003. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder / severe depression / anxiety / panic attack / of obsessive compulsive disorder, comma, and asthma. The claimant is presently employed at Rental World, where she has been working for 5 months. However, the claimant only works 4 hours per day, 2 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. She lives in a mobile home with her mother, and she did finish high school with a diploma in a regular classroom setting and is considered to be very intelligent and actually graduated 1 year before she was supposed to, secondary to doing so well in school. She was the teacher assistant for the class, even though she was just a student, because she was above average student in all her classes. Allegation number one, bipolar disorder / severe depression / anxiety / panic attack / obsessive compulsive disorder. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, panic attacks, comma, and obsessive compulsive disorder. She states that she suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, occasional panic attacks, comma, compulsiveness, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased motivation. She occasionally does get angry, but she does bathe herself every day and does brush her teeth every day. The claimant is in her first year of college, but decided to drop out secondary to not feeling up to doing the college work. She did lose her little dog, which affected her greatly. She denies any history of substance abuse. She is presently taking amitriptyline, 25 milligrams QHS, and buspirone hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD. Her mental status is normal. The claimant is very future-oriented and does want to go back to college. Her general appearance was well-kept, and she was wearing casual attire. She was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was very alert. She did interact with my conversation and was very responsive to all my questions. She is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her concentration and attention, as well as her mannerisms and movements, were normal. Her speech rate, both clarity, tone, articulation, and memory, was intact. She did have a mild pressure speech. Her thought processes were normal. The claimant does state that she sees people in shadows and does hear voices. She always has thought content on a way to escape. The claimant did attempt mildly to commit suicide in 2020 by scratching her left arm. She appears to be stable at this time, and her mood was normal. She denies any substance abuse and is working part-time at this time. She denies any apathy or violent acts, and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, asthma. The claimant states that since birth, she has had asthma and allergies. The claimant did have COVID, where her asthma did get worse at one time. Her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 mile, comma, climbing 3 flights of stairs, comma, talking, comma, sometimes resting, and with seasonal changes. The claimant does not smoke at this time and has not smoked in the past. She has never been to the emergency room or hospitalized or intubated for asthma. She is presently on steroids and inhalers and is not using oxygen at home. She is on Symbicort 160 micrograms/45 micrograms QD, loratadine 10 milligrams QD, fluticasone propionate QD nasally, prednisone 20 milligrams QD. Her oxygen saturation was 100%. And her physical exam was normal. Daily activities. The claimant states that she sleeps a lot, comma, watches TV, comma, does mild light housework around the house, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, cooks, comma, and does the laundry. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 6 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above her head. She sometimes has difficulty opening a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Juan Garcia. She does take ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID PRN occasionally for pain, which does give relief. The claimant used to do bicycling before COVID, but stopped it because of the epidemic and has not returned to doing exercise. Family history. The father is 44 and has asthma and psychological problems. The mother is 48 and also has psychological problems as well as anxiety. Medications, pentobarbital 40 milligrams QD, fluticasone propionate QD, Xulane, that's Xulane, 150 micrograms / 35 micrograms, patch Q week for 3 weeks, and then suspend the last week. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, loratadine, 10 milligrams QD, dicyclomine, 10 milligrams QID for 7 days only, amitriptyline, 25 milligrams QHS, prednisone, 20 milligrams QD, buspirone, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, and Symbicort, 160 micrograms / 4.5 micrograms inhaled QD. Medical problems, bipolar disorder / depression / anxiety / panic attack / obsessive compulsive disorder, comma, asthma, comma, mildly overweight, comma, major surgeries, none. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 159 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a half inches tall, BP 121 over 74 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 100%, BMI 28.5. General, this is a 20-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with her mother. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page at functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Allegation number one, bipolar disorder / severe depression / anxiety / panic attacks / obsessive compulsive disorder - being treated at this time. Normal physical exam appears to be stable and has family support. Number two, asthma - oxygen saturation 100%, physical examination normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Valerie Zerosedi Lopez.